could come in today, and we don't know who they are. So we do a very, very intense screen on every detainee that comes in. We run it through our intel, and if they are a gang member, if they hold a leadership position, or if they are thought to be dangerous, then we take accommodations for them. We move them to another facility within the city. Because all the people here, the majority of them are here in this facility because they've been charged with a crime and they're awaiting trial. So we can't move them all across the state because coming back to court. We screen every detainee through our intel every time any new one comes in. On the tour, we're going to go first. We'll go to the first floor where you get a chance to see the bridge. Now, everybody's got a map. Let me just walk through what we're looking at here. If you can see the sort of sand-colored area here that says the Baltimore City Detention Center, you see that the B in Baltimore, that's where you're sitting right now. We came through the entrance screening down to here. We will walk through here to the south wing. We will show a bridge that connects the booking center, this large metropolitan booking center that processes anywhere from 60,000 to 80,000 arrests a year. That bridge is when they are charged, they come across to BCDC. So it's one secure facility to another. They come across. We'll show you the area where they are kept in receiving. They stay there for 2 or 3 days, 2 days at the most, until they are classified and put into a living area. Now, they could be put in a living area that is a cell, depending on the security, or they could be put in a dorm, based on the security and their behavior. From there, we'll go to D section, which is the receiving area. You'll see a sample of cells and what they look like. We'll also go to the outside on the yard. We'll show you the new dining room. And you can see the annex building. On the first floor of the annex is the dining room. The legislature funded it. Detainees in this jail have been fed in their cells for over 20 years. The legislature funded a dining hall so we can escort those people to the dining hall and they can eat in a dining facility that will be much more sanitary, much better for everyone. After we get done there, we will move into the infirmary. The infirmary takes care of these 3,000 detainees' medical problems. We do HIV testing, we do pill call, we do diabetic clinics. As I've mentioned to you before, we do diabetic clinics in all of our facilities. Since we started doing those clinics, a lot of offenders come in, don't even know they're diabetic. So when we start treatment on them, it decreases the likelihood they have heart problems, circulation problems, respiratory problems. From the infirmary, we'll go see a couple of dorm areas. The dorm areas, we have several in the jail. We'll show you an example of one. These are dorm areas, rooms this large, better with bunks in there. The people who are in the dorms are low security, well-behaved offenders awaiting trial. From that, we'll be moving back here. During the tour, you will see detainees walking around. They are under supervision. They are under observation of correctional officers or the building lieutenant, or they are on a pass. If they're on a pass, they have a slip that says the people who gave them the pass know where they're going. The people where they're going know that they're coming. So everybody in here is accounted for. Some people who walk through, they feel concerned that they see detainees walking around. They are under supervision. They are on a pass system.